This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, June 18th, 2018. I'm Simarie Ainsborough. Hundreds of unionists from around the world are in Liverpool this week for the Congress of Uni Global Union. Uni is the global union for skills and services with 20 million members in a wide range of sectors, including finance, IT, media, hair and beauty, tourism, sports, and garment production. The Congress will run from June 17th to 20th. It began with more than 600 delegates attending Uni's World Women's Conference. Christy Hoffman, who has been nominated to be Uni's General Secretary, spoke to the delegates and emphasized the need to address sexual harassment in the workplace.
We've been all talking about sexual harassment for a very long time. It's been on my personal hit list since almost exactly 40 years ago, when on my first day of work in July 1978, my boss said he would only train me if I went in the back room and had sex with him. Well, over this period, the issue has gone up and down, it surfaced and then faded from view many times, and I would like to think that we've made incremental change, but probably we haven't. Now, a look at history tells us that change actually never happens incrementally. It normally happens at big bursts at a time. There's always a big burst of forward motion, and then progress usually gets pushed back a little bit, but we don't normally win step by step as much as we like to believe that. And I believe that we're in one of those big bursts right now where the chasms have opened on sexual harassment. The opportunity is presenting itself for us to translate this renewed shock and outrage about sexual harassment into long-lasting progress, and that we as union women should seize this opportunity before it's too late. Because we have to change the rules on sexual harassment, we have to change the culture. Now, let's just step back and what was the cause of this renewed, burst into the public eye. You know, the first thing happened when Donald Trump was running for president of the United States, and these disgusting remarks came to light about him grabbing women and forcing himself on women during the election campaign. And it was a big setback for women that so many people said, well, boys will be boys. Later in the year, news reports surfaced that some actresses claimed harassment and worse by a very famous movie producer. Now, some might wonder if movie actresses, famous ones, are afraid to come forward with these brutal actions of sexual misconduct and even rape. How could ordinary working women find the courage to do so? But such is the shame and fear attached to sexual harassment. Now, here is the challenge for us. It's really to make sure this moment does not only relate to women who work for bosses who are famous, such that they are about to lose their job if their misconduct becomes public. And I think it's our time to make big leaps forward for all working women, because sexual harassment is pervasive. There are many surveys out there, but most of them show that about half of working women report they've been victim of sexual harassment. That's in every country where there's been a service taken, half. And low-wage service jobs are the worst of all. So that's us, everybody. So what can we do? One thing we can do, of course, is to try to make sexual harassment illegal in our countries. Many countries have done so, but not all, and most of the laws don't really help us as much as we would like. Also, sisters, we are trade unionists. I believe in the union solution, and for all of us involved in collective bargaining, this is the time to put our most ambitious demands on the table. We should get a process with every employer. The process should protect people who come forward, and it should give some meaningful punishments for those who are the wrongdoers, but also it should be fair for everybody. This is the time, an unrivaled opportunity for us to get these provisions, which can go beyond whatever our laws provide.
The Uni World Congress runs until Wednesday, June 20th. I'm Simarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.